save.
Around.
Oh.
Architect Aloha, Yud Gimel, right?
Okay. Chavis Shenis Ra'a, Tipla Biglolim. So if you have a barrel that is rotting away and you patch it up, you strengthen it with dung. Even if you would take the glolim away and then it would fall apart, it's still makabel tuma.
As long as it didn't fall apart.
Right. Never lost.
As long as it's still in existence in one piece, so the shame kli never was butl, even though it must have the support of the glolim. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Nishbara vidavak harseha achar shepershu o shehivi charesim mimakum acher v'taflam beglalim afal pishin notel as aglalim v'harseha omdin harizu Torah v'pnei shabato me'olaha shemkli.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Or just to translate, you mean?
So it means, in other words, you can't make it into a kli again by the glolim.
Right.
Because, so even though the glolim will keep it together, and even if you take, once it's together, if you take away the glolim, it would still stand, it still doesn't have a shame kli. Because it lost its shame kli because it was nishbara. Okay, that's in contradistinction to the first case, where it never really fell apart, actually. So if it never fell apart in actuality, so the shame kli was always there. So even though you need the glolim to retain it, but there was never an event of the shviras kli. So the event of shviras kli takes away the shame kli. But once there's an event of shviras kli, the shame kli is gone, and then you reconstruct it with glolim, you cannot create a shame kli again. Okay, unless you put it into the kipshon, the tsarfet again, but otherwise you can't. Okay, go ahead.
Hayabahem feres, machzik revius. So if one of the broken parts was able to hold the revius on its own, can I get also a feres bilvad, mistamei ba'avir, mivnishu kli bifnei atzma? So if you stick a davar tamei into it, and it's in the air that's parallel to it, so it's it becomes tamei because it's considered a kli on its own. Mishar hachavis eno mis tamei ad shetiga bo hatoma mitocha mitnei she'eno kli shalim. So for the rest of the chavis, it doesn't become tamei until you actually touch the until the tuma touches it from the inside. Okay, chavis shenikva v'sasam hanekev v'zefes. So if you have a barrel that had a hole in it, and then you sealed it up with tar, v'acharkach nishbara, im yesh b'theres hasasum v'zefes, kidei lahafzik revias, harizeh mekabel tumah b'nei shehu mishibrei hachavis, v'labotol shem kli me'alav. So if it broke afterwards, and now this broken piece, which has the sealed up hole in it, can hold the revius, so it is mekabel tuma, because it is shivri, it's from shivri chavis, and it never lost the shame kli. Aval feres shenikev achar shepirish menakli. So what happens if it was broken first, and then it had a hole in it? The sosam hanekev bezepes, and then you filled it up. Afal pishu mafzik revius tahor shehacheres shenikev batel shem kli me'alav, because the cheres that has a hole in it lost the shem kli v'tahor v'chol shetahor v'kli cheres sha'achas in lo tuma la'olam.
Okay, so that's that on the piece of cheres. That's our claim course, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the halacha of the case where Chavis was nikva and he sussum the neck of Bezefis, right? So that case itself and the Chavis itself. So what's the halacha over there?
So it's tahor as long as it had the hole in it.
It's tahor as long as it has a hole in it, that's right.
When you patch it up, it's tummy again.
It's going to start all up again. It's a new kli. Well, let's put it this way. We'll start over again. Because the shame kli was never a bottle.
Right?
So it would seem when the Rambam writes that Shachera shenike bottle shame kli me'al of a tar. V'chol shetar kli chera sho'achas ein lo tumul olam. That would seem to be problematic because in the case of Chavya Shenikva and Sasam Anekev Bezefes, so when it was Nikva, it was Tahar. So when it was Tahar, if you're going to say Kol Shatar B'Kli Cheres Shoachas Ein Latum Al Olam, so how does that come back over there?
Right?
Yeah. So that statement that Kol Shatar B'Kli Cheres Shoachas Ein Lo Tumul Olam is not really true. All right, but I don't think Reb Chaim raises this question openly, at least not in the first paragraph, right?
Right.
Okay, all right, let's take the Reb Chaim. Which is Shnehem? Which two cases?
So the case where the Kli is broken, meaning into many pieces, and then you metabel the glovem.
Right, that's first case.
The second case
is with the ferris, right?
Right, the ferris with a hole.
The ferris that had the hole in it and it had the zephyrs, and then it's okay, mekabel tuma. But if it broke before, so then even if it's the zephyrs, then it won't help any, right? So it says because butl shem klimelov. In other words, the moment it fell, the cheres fell, and it's not machziger, and it breaks to the point where it's not machziger revius anymore. So then it's butl shem klimelov, and then you can't put it back together, and then you can't make it a kli again because it's butl shem kli. Once it's butl shem kli is final. So if the cheres is not machziger revius because it broke. So it's butl shem kli, so that's final, and it can't come back. The only time it can come back is if it has a hole in it, and it's tar, but the shem kli is not butl. Right?
Yeah.
We just want to go over these facts, a little complicated facts here. Okay. So let's see. So what does the claim say?
The harambam chok on the tarti. The rambam.
So really, in other words. In other words, the Ram could have said it's the same thing.
Right.
It's obvious. Nishbara, and he's davak the charsel with glalim is tahora because butlalam is shame kli, and charosis that fell and broke and it was butl shame kli. So then, even if you fix it with Zephyrs, it's no good. It's no good. Okay. Of course, it's Baal Shem Kli. Yeah, so what is the... So it's Baal Shem Kli, but you got to differentiate, in other words. Because Baal Shem Kli by the whole barrel, if it has a hole in it, it's not Baal Shem Kli. But the charosis, if it's not roy for, what do you call it, to be machzik or revius, then it is Baal Shem Kli.
Right.
Right, but that makes sense. Because it's only a piece, and a piece that's not Masik Revius is Baal Shem Kli. Mashena Kane a Kli Gomor, if it just has a hole in it, it's true, it's tar, but the Shem Kli is not Baal.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Let's say the ferris that has a hole in it could still be Masik Revius.
It could be Masik Revius? So Pashtus would be good. I mean, a couple of them.
Okay. I mean, the hole really has to remove the whole function of the ferris.
Of the right, the function of the Masik Revius.
Okay.
So the Rambam was Cholkon Batarti. So the Mishnah says the same reason. In other words, Nishbara Chavius, the reason why Glalam won't help is because it's Batal Shem Kli. And Nishbara Acheres, and it's not Machzik Revius, is because it's Batal Shem Kli, which makes sense. Which makes sense. So the Mishnah seems to use the same reason for both. The Rambam split them in half. Go ahead, the Bedin Stimat Zephes.
Bedin Stimas Zephas, Hosef Harambam Hatam, the Kli Feres, Shatoher, Ain Lo Tumor Laolam. Ubachavish, Tafla of the Glolim, Lohis Kirahach, the Kli Feres, Shatoher. It's Erephian. Demai Shna Chavis, Shinikva, Mechavis, Shenisra, Halo Travahu Chad Dinahu.
Which two cases it mean?
The case where.
Chavis Shinikva means the Feres.
The Feres, right.
It's reference to Lucifer.
Yeah.
Chavish and Esroa means and it broke. Halo Tavayu Chadino. So yeah. So what's the gam dare b'taima the bottle shame kli lachud hare sagi latire mishum dein mol stima zephes utfilas glolim lashvi kli. So it breaks up into two questions. What are the two questions?
One is, what's the difference between the two cases?
It's funny. First he says, in other words, what are the two questions? Go ahead. What's the first question?
Why do you even...
On the first question, he doesn't seem to be sure like whether you need the rule or not, but it's just the cases should be the same.
That's right. That's right. That's funny the way he asked it. Like, he doesn't go right to the heart of the thing. He just says, whatever you're going to say, they're both the same. They're both the same din. There's no difference between a chavis that broke and between a cheres that broke. The chavis that broke is lost its shame kli, and the cheres that broke lost its shame kli. Because it's not machzik revius anymore. So it's chadina. So he's saying that the Rambam should have treated them both the same way. Funny that he breaks it up that way. He says the gam, and what's the second question?
Gam zahari b'taima the batal shem kli lechud hare sagi latahir. Yishum de'ein moel sisimas zephes utfilas glalem v'ashvuye kli. Olam ha'hosef harambam ha'taima the kli cheres shatar shuv ein lo tama.
And that seems to be the main question. So what is he saying in the second question? On a definitive logic, which is that if you have two reasons, choose the better reason. So to say because I'm exaggerating, of course. I'm saying to say because the tumah that leaves the kli cheres, once it leaves it, that it can't become tumah la'olam. That's already that's already a that's already like a construct. You know what I mean? Like you're creating a new rule. I mean that since it left it, so now it can't. It can't come back. That's like an accidental rule. But Butl Shem Kli is a qualitative rule. And once it's Butl Shem Kli, now it can't become a Kli again. The Shem Kli is gone. So you can't you don't have the proper object to make it into a Kli again. That Svara is a better Svara. So first he's saying, whatever you want to say, it should be treated the same way. But then he says, but when you look into it a little more, you see that one svar is better than the other. Because Butl Shem Kli is a clearer svara. It's a finality, it's a qualitative svara. But when you start, but the other svara is contrived. In other words, you're saying, making up a new rule, that the tumah left, so the kli can't become, I mean, that's a construct. That's like that's not a natural, a result of a logical reason. It's a new halachic construct that you're making. So it's not really good reasoning to make a halachic construct when you have a clear qualitative reason that the Shem Kli's butl, and that's final. Shem Kli's butl is a logical reason. The kli has been coupled to now. Shame, please, so the tum is gone. The kli didn't come back, so it can't be coupled to. But to say that the reason is that the tumah really, once it leaves, it can't return. That's not as valid a reason. Especially, in other words, that's a construct. And there's no need for that construct, because once the Shem Kli is butled, so it can't come back. So there's no need for the construct of the of Kol Shetor Kol Kuchar Shetor Shuvein Lo Tuma. It's an arbitrary construct, and there's no need for it. That's what he's adding. Because over there the Shem Kli's butl also. So why do you have to say, why do you have to be told it in the fact that the tumah is gone? And that's a weaker reason in terms of a structural logical reason. And moreover, there's no need for it.
And even more, like you pointed out, like it doesn't seem to be true in the case of the full chavos that you got a hold.
That's true. I don't know why he doesn't mention that. Why doesn't he mention that? That seems to be a good question. That the full chavis, when you have a hole in it, it's tahor, and yet you don't say that it doesn't come back. You say, since it's low butl shem kli, then it's mekabel tum again. You don't say kli cheres that once it's tahor, it doesn't come back.
He alludes to it in the next paragraph, like once he brings in his first step. So now he says there should be no difference between like complete chavis that got a hole and a charis, that got a hole. But it's only once he makes his first move.
Yeah, that's true. He didn't raise the question here.
He doesn't seem to be caring about it's being able to come back at all.
Right.
Like that's not his issue. He just wants to. He's trying to understand what happens when you obliterate the shemos.
Right.
It's only once he starts going into the actual analysis of the thing that he's going to have to bring in that halacha.
You mean the halacha of the tahor?
Right, the chozer, right, the chozer.
Right.
That's not really his kash is not on that issue.
Right. You're right. Josh is not on the issue. Okay. sin, but he has to answer that question.
Right, but only because he needs to bring in that halacha for the answer.
Right.
Meaning if he could have had an answer that didn't go into that halacha, then he wouldn't have, you know, been talking about it at all. But in the analysis...
That's a good question. Why not?
What?
Why not?
Why would he not be need it?
Yeah, why would... Isn't that like an open question?
No, but let's say he had an answer. I mean, this is a like very hypothetical thing, but if he could have answered it without that, you know, could with if it's just dealing with Shemos and the definitions of the thing, right, the Chozer seems to be a separate halacha, not of the definition of the thing, but of, I mean, you could say that that's an act, you know, some kind of accidental halacha, you know, like that, whatever, for whatever reason, Tumma doesn't activate. I mean, you know, whatever.
It's a specific halacha.
It might be specific, but now this is just in terms of the categories, the logical categories of a shame, clay or not, and Tumma's relationship to that. So that's a more basic question.
Right. And so Tavaya Chadinahu, and also that the, of course, a regular person would just put down the second question. But that's interesting, really.
Isn't it, I was thinking that maybe his first question, isn't it also setting up his premises?
That's Chadina.
Right. That really, logically, you would never make a... You would never... Like, there's two steps. One is, logically, you would never make a... you would never have a distinction. Right? Just from these principles that... Right?
I think you're right. What he's doing over there is the reason why he breaks it up into two questions is because he wants to show you that you operate with a certain premise. The premise of Chadina. And that's the premise that has to be broken down in order to give the answer.
Right.
But that premise is the premise that you assume.
Right.
That's why, so the first question is really to show you the premise that you're operating with. That you assume. The assumed premise, that it's one din. Of course, the answer will stem from the fact that that premise has to be undermined. So he's mentioning it as the basis, that's the foundation of the question, that it's one din. Without that, you really don't have it. He's kind of like inferring already where to go. And then he gives you the practical question. The practical question is that over there is Baal Shem Kli too. Once is Baal Shem Kli, I could come back.
Right. It's also logically you have no reason to assume any other premise from these kind of, from the halachos.
That's right.
It's only because he throws in the curveball,
right,
that makes you change your logical assumptions.
Right. Okay, so let's see what he says.
Lomar.
Yeah.
Al pi ma shekosav harambam beperek yud ches sham halacha yud. Zeh lashono. Kol hakelim shenishbaru v'nipsada tzurasam ein shivrehem mekabelim tuma. Af al pi sheosan hashvarim ruuyin l'tashmish. Chutz mi shivrei kli charis. Shenemar v'chol kli charis. V'pi hashmua lamdu shezeh lo ba l'ravos ela shivrei kli charis. Akal lashono. Vihu Xeras Hakasov. The Apple Gafta Lefila Basias Kli Kleferas Shava Lishar Kalan. The Bainan Suras Kli Ubalav Hachi Lohave Kli Klal. The Eno Makabal Tama. Kivan Dubalo Suras Kli Eno Hashav Kli Shatakul Alav Tumas Kalan. Aval Bishvarim Habon Mikli Shahayakvar Hoza Israbu Klitharis. The Gam Shabrahem, Shain Bahan Suras Kli, Mikom Makom Din Kilyana Alehem. Kablin Tama.
Okay. So it means the Ribui is telling you that what? That the Shivrei Kalim are also Makabal Tama.
Right.
And they have a Shem Kli. They have a Shem Kli from the original. The Shem Kli is Noveya from the original Shem Kli. Somehow. It's related to the original. The Shem Kli of the Shvarim is because it's Shivrei Kli Cheres. So, since it's related to the Kli Cheres by being parts, the Shem Kli still remains by the relationship. That's the Xeris Akasa. The relationship gives it the Shem Kli from the original Kli. Okay, now what does he want next? That, I think everybody learns that way. Go ahead. Lefiz Aretz Archeon.
Lefiz Aretz Archeon HaMishnah Shemachalakas Yivachavis Shemikva Avshin Nitara Chozeres Lutumasa Vestima Zephas Yipnei Shalobatel Shem Kli Me'alaha Uvacharas Shemikiv Lomahanyalei Stima Zephas Yipnei Shabatel Shem Kli Me'alaha. Hare lomatzinu klal b'kli cheres din hafgas kli, kiven de'in bahen din tzuras kli. L'chol ofen sheyikir din kli olav, im af bo mikli shayakvar. Eze bitl kli matzinu bo.
What's his question? This is pivotal. What's his question?
Isn't his question that since you see you don't need the tzuras hakli in order to retain the shame kli? So when you have nekev, right? And when you have, because you see, when you have nekev, why should that start breaking the shame kli?
Well, doesn't he say because it's not mazik or vias?
He never said that.
What? In other words, the Shivrei Kalim are only Mekabel Tuma if they could function.
Yeah, but right. In the other case, he also has it.
Which case?
Habakhara Shanikav Acha Shapirish Menachli Visasam. Oh. I mean, that's only after.
That's after. Of course, it's not Mazik Ravias. Where are you reading?
Right. The second case is only, No, but the question is does Zephyrus work or not?
What,
right?
Mimonoshach,
if you're going to tell me that Zephyrus works in the Kli Shalem, where it's not Machlik Revius, so too, it should work in the Shivrei Kalim.
Which case is that? What's the question? I mean, he holds that the Shivrei Kalim are only Mekabel Tuma if they can function, if they're Mazik or Revius. And that's what the Mishnah says.
Right, but same thing with the Kli Shalem,
Kli Shalem is different, though, because Kli Shalem, the Tzuras Kli was always there. So it never lost Tzuras Kli, so that's why the Shem Kli never went. That's why he has Tamakasha. Why is it that the Zephyrus works on the Kli Shalem and the Zephyrus doesn't work on the... Kli Cheres. But that seems to be simple. Of course, the Zephyrus works on the Kli Shalem, of course, the Shem Kli wasn't lost. But on the Cheres, once it can't function to be Machzik or Vias, the Shem Kli is lost. Of course, it doesn't have a Tzuras Kli.
Yeah, but he says that you don't need the Tzuras Kli to retain the Shem Kli.
No, but you need the Tzuras Kli of Machzik or Vias.
No, because in the case of the Kli Shalem, you have the Tzuras Kli, but it's not Machzik Revius. And then if you put the Zephyrus in, then it's
Mechal Tum. It never was the Shem Kli.
But neither did the Kli Shivrei Kli.
Yeah, but the Shivrei Kli is not the same status as the full Kli.
But isn't that what he's trying to say? That in terms of, you see that Tzuras HaKli doesn't play a role in the Shem Kli. Because Shivrei Kli...
But it has to be Mazik Revius. It has to function as a Kli.
I know, but you restored that. Just as you restored it.
No, but it was lost. was lost momentarily.
I know, but his point is saying that from the case of the Shivrei Kelim, you see you don't need Tzuras HaKli to retain the shame.
But that's not true, because you do it. It has to function to, it has to be able to function as a kli to be mekabel tuma, has to function to be machzik or revius. That Tzuras kli you need.
No, because that's the halacha by, you see, like, meaning he's taking two sides, taking two facts. One from Kli Shalem, that you don't need, that if it's not mach, if it has a nekev and it's not machzik or revius, and then you plug it.
Yeah, but the gzeres hakasev, that the pieces have a shame kli, right? That gzeres hakasev, because they come from a kli cheres.
Right.
That gzeres hakasev only applies where the pieces function and they're machzik or revius. Isn't that true?
But now you're going to tell me, so now, but Zephes could restore that, so then it should
no,
be...
No, you can't restore that. I don't think that's his question. He's not asking why he can't restore. That's not his question. It doesn't seem to be his question. Then he should have asked, that why is it that you can restore the, with Zephes, the Kli Shalem, but you can't restore with Zephes the Cheres? He doesn't ask that question. He says it doesn't matter, the fact that it lost the function of Machzik Revius. That's what he seems to be asking. It doesn't matter that it lost to Tzuras Kli, but that does matter, because the only time the Gzeres HaKasev works is where the piece is Machzik Revius and functions as a Kli in its own right. And once it loses that, it's Batel Shem Kli. But in a Kli Shalem, just because it has a hole in it, apparently that the hole, since it's a whole entity of a barrel, just because it has a hole, that's considered a temporary condition. It can't function now, so it's sore, but it's only to be plugged up. So that's why it didn't lose the Shem Kli. But a Cheres doesn't have that property. A Cheres, once it's broken, that's it. The Zephes is not going to work. Not only to be plugged up, it's just a cheres. I mean, that's the way everybody learns. I mean, it's pashtus. I mean, that's the way everybody learns. That the gzeres hakasev, that the pieces are makabel tumah, even after they break away, is only if the pieces can function as a kli. As a kli. It's machzik revius. Now, that makes sense, that once it's broken, the shame kli is butl, and the Zephyrs can't give it back the shame kli. How does the Zephyrs give it back the shame kli in a regular full barrel? The answer is because there the shame kli is never lost. Why not? Why isn't the shame kli lost over there? The answer is because it's a whole barrel, and just because it has a hole, it's just a temporary dysfunction. But the fact is that it's only to be patched up and to be fixed.
But not
a piece of cheres.
So now let's say you have based on how everyone else learns, though, doesn't that mean, so you have Shivrei Kelim, right? And why, meaning the fact that they're functional, right? And they could be machzik revius, is that because they're new Kelim? Like, so why should that have to be? That they have to be functional. I mean, either you're gonna tell me that they have the
shame. Otherwise they're not matzurus to the original kli.
Why?
Because they have no shem kli.
Because they're shivrei.
Right.
No, why shouldn't that just be? Meaning there isn't the, if it's a, their shame kli comes from the original kli.
Right.
Right? So then it should be, so as long as they, as their Shivrei Kelim, right, Shivrei kli, that they should be Mitzurah.
I mean, even a fraction of the thing should be a kli?
Isn't that what he's saying? Because the whole shame kli stems from that original thing. So it's just, it's that original thing.
How could you refer to a little piece of a little broken piece of cheres as a kli? I mean, it's absurd.
No, but isn't he saying that? What did you say? It's not because they're kelim in and of themselves.
My question is, why can't the reason that it's Makal Tumah is because it's Mafsuk Revius, I'll say, is because it's its own new kli.
No, but it's not its own new kli. It really is defined as Shivrei Kelim.
So then it should be any shever. Doesn't matter what if it's Makal, if it's Mafsuk Revius or not.
Yeah, but does that make sense? I mean, whatever I learned, that doesn't make any sense because it's you can't say a little thing is a kli. You can give it a shem kli, but it has to be roy for a shem kli.
He's not learning that just when a kli charis breaks, like it still retains the shem kli in all of its pieces. If it's a new shem kli that just derives from the original shem kli,
right?
It's going to actually be a kli,
but it has to tolerate a shem kli. I think you're onto something. See. I think that's the way everybody learns. Everybody learns that the shame kli derives from the original kli. That everybody agrees, like Reb Chaim says. But the only thing is, they say it has to be appropriate to apply a shame kli to it. You can't apply to a speck of charis, a piece of dust, you're going to say it's a kli? I mean, that's not possible. So the shame kli can only be applied if the cheftza is roy to be a shame kli. If the cheft is right to be a shame kli, and that's if it's machzik revius, so then it can tolerate a shame kli. That's the way everybody learns. But Reb Chaim obviously is not learning that way. I mean, that's the plain shot. But why doesn't Reb Chaim want to learn that way? You see, the thing is like this. Apparently he holds the fact that it has a function of being mazik revius has nothing to do with the original function of the original kli.
Right.
So it's a new function, and he doesn't want to learn that there's any tziruf because of that.
Right, because that's very good in terms of this particular entity, but that's
in other words, he doesn't want to learn that the shame kli derives from the original thing, but it'll only fall on something that can tolerate a shame kli, because that's like saying it's a new thing and an old thing at the same time.
Right.
In other words, he doesn't find that logical. And that's what everybody learns. I'm just telling you. You have to go past this first. But Reb Chaim apparently didn't like that way of learning, because what you're saying is, your logic is that really the shame kli is from the original kli, but it can only fall on something that can tolerate a shame kli. So then it's a new kli. So then if it's a new kli, it's not from the old kli. Maman of shach. So how does that work? So the whole thing doesn't work right. He saw a mistake in the logic of that of how everybody learns. That what you're doing is you're combining new and old. You're saying, really, the shame kli derives from the old kli, the full kli. But the only thing is, it'll only fall on something that can tolerate a shame kli because it functions like a kli. Yeah, but then if it's that's the reason why I tolerate shame kli, it's a new function, it's a new shame kli. So how does it come from the old? I mean, apparently, Reb Chaim was not happy with the common logic of how people learn this Gzeres HaKosef. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's apparently what he's doing here.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Wasn't one of the components of the original kli the fact it was Machzik Revius?
No. The original kli? The original kli is Machzik Modern Revius.
I understand, but the fact that it had to be Machzik at least to Revius.
Well, every kli has some mouse.
I understand, but the reason I'm saying that is because, so then, if that's the case, so when you have the new pi, the shivrei, the second one, so isn't that retaining a characteristic of the first?
No. Because the first kli was one entity. And it was one entity that is mouse or revius. Okay? But this Shivrei Kli is not, its ability of Master Gravius has nothing to do with its function as a component of a greater entity that's Master Gravius. That's a different thing altogether. So the fact that it's Master Gravius sets it on its own. Before it wasn't Master Gravius. Before it was a component of a bigger entity that's Master Gravius. And now, right?
It happens to be the same thing, but it's in two different frameworks.
Yeah, now you're saying in its own right it's Master Gravius.
Okay.
So then it should be a queen. So either it's a queen in its own right, right? So what does that have to do with the fact that it's Shivrei Kalim? If you're going to say it's because it's Shivrei Kalim, it means that it retains the shame queen from the original queen. And if it retains the shame queen from the original queen, and the original was simply functioned as a component in a greater whole. So if you want to say the components of the greater whole are still tamei, fine. But now you're giving it a qualification which separates it from its original function as a component of the greater whole. That's a better way to put it. A clearer way to put it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, let's put it this way. Let's try to clarify really good. In other words, like this. The Shivrei Kalim are matame. That's the Xeris HaKasif. Now, why are Shivrei Kalim matame? If they're matame as Shivrei Kalim, so then they should be matame as components of an original entity. Right? In which case, this test of being Master Gravius is absurd. If you're going to say that they become Kalim themselves, that's why it has Master Gravius, has to function on its own as a separate kli. So then it's not because it's related to the original kli. So why is kli charis different than any other kalim? Why don't I say then it should be a rule in general by all kalim that when they function, the pieces function, they become new kalim? But we don't say that. We say they're defined as components, and the definition of components is never lost by Shor kalim. So by Kli Charis, if it's Tameh, it's a new Kli. I mean, it can't breed new Kalim. I mean, that would be an impossible proposition. Say that Kli Charis breeds new Kalim. He's saying it's Tameh because it was a component of the original. Component of the original, you can't give it a test that is a test in its own right. So if it works because it tests properly in its own right, it's Master Gravius, so then all Kalim should be that way. LMI, this is different because it's related to the original. The original didn't function as being Master Gravius in a piece. It functioned as being a component of the greater entity. So why isn't it Tame as long as it's a component of the greater entity? So the logic of the whole system is not good. That's what Reb Chaim sniffed out here. Okay, the whole criterion doesn't work logically. Either it's a component, if it's defined as a component, it's tummy because of that. You can't give it a test, which is a test in the thing as an individual thing. And if you're going to say as an individual thing it becomes a kli, so then why by Shor Kalim don't I say that? You can't say Shivrei Kli Charis, that Kli Charis has the ability to spawn new Kalim. I mean, that's not, there's no Xeris HaKasif like that. Xeris HaKasif, of course, is related to the former. So it's related to the former, so formerly it functioned as a component of the greater whole. So it's still a component of the greater whole. Okay, so let's see what he says.
Let's say it wasn't
Master
Gravius
altogether. Which case?
It weighs in as a piece, which isn't Master Gravius.
It's what?
According to whom?
According to Ruchaim, why didn't Ruchaim just ask on the principle itself? Meaning it weighs the only Shvarim which are in the Kabbalah Tumma, the ones which are in the Kabbalah Gravius. Why is he only asking on the case of the whole?
The whole what?
Will you make a hole in it?
Will you make a hole in the Charis?
Okay.
If that's the case.
But isn't the way you're expressing the question seems like it's a question on the principle itself that not all the Shvarim are Mekabel Tumah, but only the ones which are of a Shiv, which is Mekabel Tumah, which is the Master Gravius.
Well, See, Reb Chaim is just raising the question this way, but I'm telling you what's going on, what's behind the scenes, why he doesn't accept another answer. But his question is simply that why do you, how do you say that the Kli Cheres is a buttle because of the because it's not Masik Revius? Because he's just saying it shouldn't. There's no din aza din bittel yeshba. Because there's no bittel because it's a component of the original thing. So the whole concept of bittel doesn't apply here. Does he say that?
It's exactly.
He's asking the question logically. He says, "Varei lo motzino klal b'kli cheres din afkos kli, even they mem din tzuras kli, b'chol ofen shiya din kli alav." Im ach ba mikli shaya kvar. That's what he means. It's a component. All that has to be the aza bittel kli motzino bo. He couldn't put it any clearer. In other words, what he's saying is that the reason why it's tamed by kli cheres is not because it spawns new kelim, but because it's part of the original. So as long as it's a component of the original, so that's fine. So why do you say it's buttle because it's not Masik Revius? He's asking it exactly right.
So even a spat according to that?
That's the only problem. You see, he doesn't raise that problem, but that is definitely a looming problem. That's why when a person thinks of the sugya, you usually go the other way, like everybody goes. That it really is a component of the original thing, but it can't be mitzurf to the original thing unless it functions like the original. It still is a function of the original thing, but that doesn't make sense because it's functioning as an independent thing.
So according to that logic, would it even be a spec?
That's right. He doesn't address that. He doesn't address that because he's going. His principle is taking you into a hole. Because it'll come out, you're right, that even a speck, and a speck doesn't make any sense. But before he takes you into that hole, he gives you an answer. So he saves you. I guess he feels no reason to go into that. He's just logically showing you that as long as it's a component, it should become tamei. Ah, you'll tell me your little chip. The chip doesn't make sense altogether. That's been a couple tama. He's not going into that. I mean, maybe you'll say it is. It's still a component. I don't know. He doesn't want to go with it. He don't want to get lost in that.
If you say this follow, you know, what would you say about the Kli itself which has a hole in it until you fill up the hole?
What about it?
It's not Makalatum.
Would that be Makalatum or not?
Until you fill up the hole? No, we know it's not Makalatum.
So why would a stack be any different than that case?
What?
Why would a stack be any different than that case?
It's back. This is a whole Tzuras Kli. It's a chavius. It's a chavius that's temporarily a problem.
So why would you say as long as there is a problem, so that just lacks maybe terms of tumma?
That what? Because the Mishnah says that once it has a hole, it's tar.
Right.
Depends on the function of the thing. If it's for olives, this, different things. I mean, the size of the hole is dependent on what it functions for. But the thing is, it's only temporary because it's basically the chavis is still intact and it's all made to be fixed.
It's in the case that where it's just to give a chip from the thing, so that wouldn't be something just functioning, lacks the heavy tinsel. It would just be like you have a hole in the foot piece, like you didn't fill yourself with it.
Well, I don't understand. What's your question?
Like when it gets a hole, why isn't it like Shirei Kalam?
No, it's not, because that's what I'm telling you. Because the thing is, it's a regular chavis, and a chavis that gets a hole and you don't throw away, it's a regular tzuras kli, you just patch it up. But now, when it's not functioning now, it's tar. I mean, that's I don't think anyone argues with that. I don't think it's his problem or anybody's problem. He mentions it openly. Vaf v'shibay shehin akuva shitar mekom kom aredin twila. But I don't understand what your question is.
So you say the same thing by the Shivei Kelim?
No, you can't. Because Shivei Kelim doesn't have a Tzuras Kli.
So basically a Shevet Kli with a hole in it would be Tamei, but the Kli itself with a hole would be Tamei.
Say it again.
According to the Chaim Sfarah, the Shevet Kli which has a hole in it is Tamei.
It has a hole in it?
Yeah.
So then it's Batel Shem Kli.
That's not within the framework of Chaim's question.
In the framework of his question,
that's what he's asking. Why is it?
Yes, they're asking why is it so?
As I'm asking, based on that premise of that question, you're saying it's because as long as it comes from a clean shelling, so it doesn't matter if it doesn't have a masculine reason. It doesn't matter if it has
it shouldn't matter.
So that would mean if you had the piece of clay with the hole in it, that would be tameh. But if I had the full clay with the hole in it, that would be tava. Is that what you're saying in terms of the Kram's question? Actually?
Well, it would depend if the that they're going into different shalas. In other words, if the piece, because the Rambam's case is where he fixes the kui before it falls apart. But you're saying if it fell apart while it had a hole in it, would it be mekabel tumah? The answer is no, because it would be a component of the hole. You're complicating matters. Okay, you want to see what he has to say?
Yeah. Okay,
at least we have the question proper. At least we have the question proper. I guess he doesn't want to get into chips and pieces because you can start arguing, yeah, chip it is. He doesn't want to get into that. It definitely is not true, so there's no reason to get into it.
Right, he just wants to bring out the logical principles.
He just wants to bring out the logical principle, namely that the tumah stems from the fact that it's a component of the whole, and it still is in the same position to function as the component of the whole. So why do you ascribe an independent function to it? That's basically his question.
Okay. Shein lahem tsuras kli, rak miribuya de behol kli, who dis rabu, de beharibui namar shechashuvin kli lakabal tama, al kain lo israbi din kilyan rak bitsirov din kabalas tama, aval im ach tahorin mi lakabal tama, oz lekabuhu hach ribuya, upaka minahu gam din kli shalayan.
Yeah, very nice. What is that? Okay.
Doesn't it sound a little circular?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because he's saying, do you need a shame kli in order to be able to be makabel tumah? And now you're saying the tumah is going to be, if it can be makabel tumah, then there's a shame kli on it.
Right. Chris, what are you saying here?
Is that the problem is that the you need a shame kli is really is like you need a substance with which Tumah could adhere in. So when you have a regular kli, because of the tsura and everything, there's a shame kli, and you
mean like when you have a chavis,
right. So therefore, you could there you could have Toma could adhere in that naturally, right?
Right.
But when you have Shivrei Kalim, you really don't have, since you don't have the Tsuras HaKli, you really don't have the substance with which Toma could adhere it. But it's only the, but the Gzeres HaKasav renders it, for, it doesn't render it a Kli per se, but renders it a substance with which Toma could adhere it. So now it's only when there is a possibility of tuma that shame could come about, because if it can't be makabel tuma because of the nakev, so there's no riboy.
How do you answer the circular question?
So it's not really the shame kli. It's not that the tuma is that the tuma is producing the shame kli, but it means that if it's not the Torah's tuma, right? So then this riboy of rendering it a substance of with which Toma could adhere in is not gonna if for whatever reason why Nekev is mafkia that, like it prevents it from, you know, becoming being a kabbal tuma, but since it's not in the parsha, so then the Torah is not gonna render it a substance of tuma.
So how would you differentiate on the way he learns and the way everybody learns?
Everyone else is learning that really it's the same shame kli as a kli as a chavis.
We're learning that way too, right?
I think at this point that's where he's changing that premise.
And it's not because of what?
It was a kli before. Okay. Because that's his whole halacha. That's how he shows it at the end. He says, "You see, by all other kalim, that if they get broken, they really don't have the say. They don't have a shame kli."
Right.
So it's not a halacha. You might need. It's not the same. It's not the same shame kli that of the kli shalim, that it's just it's still there, still remains. He's saying it's a new shame kli to render it a substance of toma.
New shame kli.
Yeah, that.
So he's going back on his premise that it's from the fact that it's related to the old kli.
That's a good question, because I don't know, because it does have to have, it had to be a kli from before, so I don't know how that's going to work.
It's going to have a big problem now with the...
Right.
I think about it a little bit. Give it a little thought. The thing is like this. See, The difference between the way Reb Chaim, I want to express it in the difference between the way Reb Chaim's learning and the way everybody learns. So the ordinary person learns that why must the Shever be Machzik or Revius? Because in order to be Mitzarefit to the original Kli, that Reb Chaim says doesn't make any sense. Why? Because the reason why it's matamei or it's mekabel tuma is because of its relationship to its former state, and in the former state it was functioning in combination with other things to create a kli. And now you can't say that an individual, its individual function will be mitzaref. That's a completely different function. So what Rav Chaim says like this, that's not the mitzaref, but that is necessary in order to create, it's a necessary category, institution, in order to have tziruf. The real tziruf is the tziruf that is mekabel tuma. You see, but in order to be mekabel tuma, you can't say anything's mekabel tuma that was a former part of the chavius, because then it will be absurd. You'll say a piece of gravel is a mekabel tuma. So therefore, the institution of the machzik revius is only there as a hechi timtza of the chalos tuma from the original source, because of its original source. So why is it mekabel tuma? Because of its original shem kli. But the hechi timtza of machzik revius is necessary in order to define which component is going to be qualified for kabbalah's tuma, because you can't just qualify any component. You follow? So the machzik revius is not the mitzareif. It's what the mitzareif is the kabbalah's tuma, but the machzik revius is necessary in order to have the kabbalah's tuma be chal, because it can't just be arbitrary. Like you need a shear. You need an entity there. So the machzik revius creates the entity, but it's not because it functions as a machzik revius, because it really doesn't have any shame kli by mitzaras musa at all. It's just that if it weren't machzik revius, it would be an absurdity to say that there's a chalos tum on it. That's what Reb Chaim is saying.
Reb, what do you mean that the tum is the mitzaref?
In other words, what's mitzaref, the fact that it's mekabel tuma, the cheres, the shever, the fact that it's mekabel tuma, or that it is, in case that it is tume, that's the mitzaref to its original. Let me put it this way: there's two mitzaref from here. One is what is the underlying cause of the primary cause of its being mekabel tuma, and that is its relationship to its former state. Okay. That's the essence of why it's mekabel tuma. But it has to be able to be mekabel tuma sklicheres. Because if it can't, then it certainly has no relation. The fact that it's related is not going to do anything. It won't be, if it doesn't qualify as in terms of kabbalah's tuma. You know what I mean? In other words, the tuma is, it can't be related to the original kli and be mekabel tuma if the institution of kabbalah's tuma doesn't make sense in it.
But it's a secondary step.
It's a secondary step. So it must be capable roi lekabel tuma. Then you could speak about tziruf. But if it's not roi lekabel tuma, then there's no tziruf.
And what is the relationship to original kli? That it's a remnant?
That's right. That it has, it's a piece of the original. It's a piece of the original chavius that had tumas klicheres. So now here also, it's mitzuref because of that. But it has to have the quality. In order to be mitzuref, it has to have the quality of kabbalah's tuma. And the machzik revius gives it the quality of kabbalah's tuma, because it can't just be a piece of stone. It can't just be a piece of gravel there. That doesn't make any sense. That was also part of the former kli. Can't be anything that's part of the former kli is mekabel tuma. It has to be royal mekabel tuma by itself. In order for the mitzaref to work, it has to have the property of being mekabel tuma.
But not that now that it's masik revius, now it's a kli b'fnei atzma. Just that,
right,
that it brings it into the parsha such that it can like inherit the shame kli from the original.
That's exactly right. Who's talking?
Moshe.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. See, whereas the others learn that the mitzaref is the fact that it functions as a kli. See, that you can't say. As a matter of fact, he doesn't hold it as a shame kli. It only has a shame kli from the, because of its attachment to the original source. That gives it the shame kli. That's the whole kli. But it can't give it a kli unless it's in the parsha of Roy LeKabel Tumah. And in order to be in a parsha of Roy LeKabel Tumah, it must have a function of being Mahsik Revius. So the Mahsik Revius is not the Mitzarif. It enables the Chalos of Kabbalah's Tumah. Once this has a Chalos of Kabbalah's Tumah, now the Mitzarif can work. So you need two things for the Mitzarif. The essential cause is because it's related to the original entity, but that can't be Mitzarif if there's no Chalos, if there's no Tzuras Chalos Kabbalah's Tumah. And the Tzuras Chalos Kabbalah's Tumah is that it's Machzik Revius. That makes it an entity that supplies the Tzuras Chalos Kabbalah's Tumah. But it's not because of the Shem Kli that it doesn't cause a Shem Kli.
How do the other Shitas learn?
What?
How do the other...
The others learn that the fact that it's Machzik Revius means it has a Tashmish Kli, so it's a Kli in its own right, and it's a Kli, that's why it's Mitzuruf to the Chavius.
Why is that produced Tzuruf according to them?
I mean, that's what they understand, because it functions the same way.
Uh-huh.
But it's not really accurate.
Right.
Does it have a Shem Kli in the end?
Yes, but the Shem Kli is from the Vachol Kli. It's not a Shem Kli from the fact that it's Machzik Revius.
Just the fact
that
it was
Machzik Revius
wouldn't give a Shem Kli now by itself?
No. No, because it's a Shever Kli, and a Shever Kli is not a Kli. The Machzik Revius just makes it subject to Kabbalah's Tumah. And once it's subject to Kabbalah's Tumah, now the original Shem Kli could be Chal on it. The Chokui. Now the exerts a custom of the Chokui to work. That's what he's saying. It's a very, very precise formulation based on exerts a custom, and it's a very, not a very abstract novel pshat. That it's not the Shem Kli that it's Machzik Revius, because it really doesn't have a Shem Kli, because it's really Shever Kelim. The Shem Kli emerges from the fact that it was related to the original Chavis. That's the Gzeres HaKosva of the Chol Kli. But the Kabbalah's Tumah is necessary because without that, there is no Tziruf. So if it's not subject to Kabbalah's Tumah, if it doesn't fit in the parasha of it's not royal Kabbalah's Tumah, so then it's not, there's nothing to talk about. So the Machzik Revius just makes it a bar hochi of the parsha of Kabbalah's Tumah. But the Shem Kli that it has is the Shem Kli of the barrel, of its original source. Not because it's Machzik, not because it functions as a Machzik Revius. Right, let's take it inside. You see, the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam, the Rambam is very interesting. Of course, the Rambam seems to be Soser himself. And this is what Reb Chaim is explaining, really. Because the Rambam, let me just get the... See what the Rambam says? The Rambam sounds like he's Soser himself. He says, Im yesh becheres ha-sosem in halach yedalit, perket ha-sloch yedalit. Im yesh becheres ha-sosem bezefes kdei lachzik revias arezim makabal tumah, So which reason is it? Is it bittul kli, or is it because it's a tor sho achas? Okay, so the way Reb Chaim is going to come at it, it's both the same thing. Both exactly the same thing. Well, we'll see, he develops a little more. Okay, so let's take it inside.
From Vashayira?
Yeah.
Vashayira Lomar Vazat. the bittul kli shall shivrei kli cheres hu rak al yedei taharasim. The chalak baza kli shalem mishivrei kelim. The bekli shalem haretnan the chavis shenikva lo batul shem kli me'alaha. Va'af be'es shehi nekuva shehi tohora mikol makam haredin kli alaha. Achein shivrei kli cheres she'ein lahem tzuras kli. The rak mirivir de bechol kli hudis rabu. Kibaharivoy Namar Shahashuvan Kli Ukabel Tuma. Al Kane Lois Rabbi Din Kilyan Rak Bitsirov Din Kabalas Tuma. Avalim Ach Tahoran Mila Kabal Tuma, Az Lakabahu Hach Ribuya. Ipakaminaihu Agam Din Kli Shalehan.
Right. So which Din Kli is, in other words, the Din Kli Shalehan, which is Novea from the Chavyas, can only work if the thing is roi lekabel, has a shear, so to speak. I'm going to use the word shear, makes sense. Has to have a shear. So then it's an object that's subject to Kabbalah's Tumah. So then we could say that it's Metzurif to the original Kli. But if it's not roi lekabel Tumah, so then it can't be Tumah just because of its relationship to the original. It has to be capable of Kabbalah's Tumah. That it must have that property of being royal of Kabbalah's Tumah. It must have that property. That's a property. If it doesn't have that property, so then it's so then the tzirif won't work. Without that property, the tzirif won't make it tumah. So it'll be pakat tumah mino. Okay. And what is that property? That property is that it's a royal achzak revius. Go ahead.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
So when he says, Aval imach tahorin mila kabal tuma, az lekabuhu hach mibuya, so you see saying you're missing like the underlying...
If it doesn't have that property of being the kabal tuma.
Right.
So then the ribuy of the chol kli can function.
Right. Okay.
So paka minayu gam din kli shalayim. So the din kli, which is novea from its original chavius, is going to be paka. Because it doesn't have the property of royal kabal tumah, so the machzik revius is just there to give it that property.
Right.
Go ahead. Now he tries to put it in a little bit more abstract terms, but it's not. It's hard to grasp. But we'll go through it anyways.
Im kain hara yesh lomar, de'ein alehen shem kli cheres, ela bizman sheyesh behen din tumas kli cheres. Aval ki paka minayhu din tumas shel kli cheres, harei hein bichla kol hakelim, de lois rabu buhu shvarim. Umemela de paka minayhu din kli b'taharasim.
Right. What he's saying is that it's not simply, if it's not makabal tumah, it's not mitzuref, if it's not roi lekabel tumah, so it's not in the parsha of Tumas Klicharis. So then it's like Shor Kalim. Because it must, that Nin Tumah is the Mitzarif. So the moment it's not Roy Lakabal Tumah, it's the reason why it's not Mitzarif is not simply because the barrel's Lakabal Tumah and this is Lakabal Tumah. If it's not Roy Lakabal Tumah, it's not involved in Tumas Klicharis.
Right.
So if it's not involved in Tumas Klicharis, so it's like, so the whole Xerxes Kosov is gone. So that's a little sharper definition.
Right. I mean, that's the Chefsa Shel Kli Cheres.
That's the Chefsa Shel Kli Cheres.
Right.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It draws it out one step further. So there's no Ribui, so there's no V'chol Kli. So there's no, so then it's just like, so it's Pakam Inayo because it's simply just like Shor Kalim. Okay, so that's his formulation. The substance of the source of the tumah is its relationship to its original status, that it's shivrei kli cheres, but it must have the property of Kabbalah's tumah. Okay, it must have the property of Kabbalah. If it doesn't have that property, so then it can't be tumah. It can't be tumah because it's not mitzuref. Okay. Asher lefi zeh.
Asher lefi zeh harei nicha heitev gam had hosif harambam taima dekli feres shetahir shuv ein lo tuma lo olam. Umishum dekimen dein bekli feres den bitol kli aide shvirasan rak aide taharasan kishen nikvu v'nasu einan ruin latashmish. Mishum zeh hu de batla minayhu gam din kli shalahem. Im kain, hare nimtza, de afogaf de tikon hazefes eno moel, la shvuye kli, mikol makom, kiven de moel miha zeh la hachshivo roi le tashmish, li yoso roi le kabal tuma, sagi baza. De memela, hare chozerbo, hach dina shel vichol kli de ispe. Shehu chashuv kli, gam kamo shehu ata binikivaso. The nehi de below stimas hazefes hare isbe gam hachisaron shel tsuras kli, aval kiven de koze humishum din taharaso, im kein memela de kol shechozerbo din tumaso hadar bedine. De isbe gam hadin shel vachol kli. Shechashuv kli vachol gavni gam kishehu shavor. Biladai hatikon. Lahachi hu shahosef harambam taima de kol kli cheres shetahir shuv ein lo tuma la olam. Yesod hachdina hu de kol shahufka mimenu toras kli shalo pam achas shuv einu chozer lo. Ve'al kein gam hacha kimen de ve'es taharaso miha batil minei gam shem kli. Al kein einu chozer od ludin kli cheres v'tar mil kabul tuma od.
See, the question is what I just mentioned before. Why does the Rambam give two reasons? Okay? So what he's saying is like this. That the Shem Kli over here is not the Shem in the Kli itself, in the Cheres itself, in the Shever. That doesn't have a Shem Kli. The Shem Kli is because it was related to the original Chavis. That's where the Shem, that's the Xeris HaKasav. But in order for that to work, so it has to have a shear, so to speak. It has to be functional. It has to be ruined with tashmish. If it's not ruined with tashmish, so then it's not going to be able to have a chalos tumah. Okay? So if it doesn't have the property of a chalos tumah, so then it can't be tumah, because there's no tziruf. Right? Okay. So now the thing is like this. Since you say essentially that the mitame, that the reason it's tame is because it's mitzuruf, because of its original tziruf, so when it broke, you might say, let's say for instance, not because it has a shem kli, that's not why, it's because of its original tziruf. So even if the cheres broke, it still has the original tziruf, it just, there can't be a chalos tuma. There can't be any chalos. The tziruf is broken because of the fact that it doesn't have the property of roi lekabel tuma. Okay, but let's say I give it that property again, so then it should be good, because the essential metame is its relationship to the original thing, which it never lost. The only thing is that it can't be mekabel tuma because it doesn't. It's not kashir. It's not royal atashmish. So that prevents it from being a kabal tumah. But in essence, it's not because it's not a kli, because the shem kli derives from the original kli. So I could say like this: that the shem kli derives from the fact that it was mitzuruf to the original kli. Now the only thing that's wrong is because it can't function. So it can't be royal kabbal, it doesn't have the property of royal kabbal tumah, so I'll fix it. And that'll have the property, and that'll be good. So that's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying is that once that property is gone for a moment, so then it breaks the tziruf with the original kli. So the original shem kli becomes batel. And once the original shem kli becomes batel, it could never come back again. You see, over here, what the Rambam found over here is that it's a different formula. It's a different formula than ordinarily. Of course, ordinarily you're talking about the bittul shem kli of the kli itself. Over here, you're talking about the bittul shem kli of the original chavyus from the gzeres hakasav of a chol kli. You follow? Now, how does that break down? That breaks down because it needs the property of roi l'kabel tuma in order to maintain the tziruf. Because if it doesn't have that property, it can't maintain the tziruf because it's not in the parsha of tumas kli cheres. So if it breaks, so then it doesn't have a tziruf. But now you'll say maybe you could fix it and it'll come back. So the answer is no, because once the tziruf is broken to the original kli for a time, the shame kli of the original kli is broken, and that can't come back. That's the Rambam's chiddush. See, there's no chiddush that a shame kli can't come back once it's broken. That's dov pashut. But what he's telling you is that in this case, where the shame kli is noveya from the chavius and not from itself, you might say that it is a part of the original chavius. And now it's true it doesn't have the shame kli because it doesn't have the condition of the royal kabel tuma. But give it back the condition, and it should go back to its relationship to the original kli, and it should be able to be makabel tuma. So he says no. He says, of course, the bittle of the original kli, once that takes place, can't come back either. That's the logic of it. So if you ask the Rambam, why is it that the cheres that's nishbar, even though you fix it up with zephes, is not makabel tuma. So if you answer because the, once the kli became butl, it can't come back. That would be true, because he'd be saying once the original kli, shame kli that's on this cheres becomes butl, it can't come back. Also, just like in a regular kli. That would be true. And if you'd say the reason is because the tumah ceased to exist momentarily, that's also true. Because since the tumah ceased to exist momentarily, so it's out of the parsha of tumas kli cheres. And once it's out of the parsha of tumas kli cheres, there's no tziruf. And since there's no tziruf, the shame kli from the original kli can't be chal on this. So both answers are correct. One is the... It's like the Ibn Ezra says, if you say the Malach did it, it's true. If you say Hashem did it, it's true. They're both true. Over here, that's the same thing. That if you say that it's the fact that the tumah was not there for a while, that's true. But why is that so? Because since the Kabbalah's tumah wasn't there for a while, so therefore it couldn't be mitzurf to the original kli. Therefore, the original shame kli that was on it became butl. Once that original shame kli became butl, it can't come back. So it's for two reasons. Both reasons are correct. You see, that's what he's saying. And that really explains the Rambam beautifully. Why the Rambam says, Shachera shenikiv butl shame kli me'ol of the tar. V'chol shetar b'kli chera sho'achas ein lo tumah l'olam. Why? Because once it's tar sho'achas, so now it breaks its tziruf with the original shem kli. So the original shem kli is butl. Once the original shem kli is butl, it can't come back, just like any shem kli. Because you might say in this instance, no, that it is a part of the original thing, and the only reason why it's not mitzuruf is because it can't function. So give it a function, and then it'll come back. So he says, no, you can't say that, because the original shem, you could say that if it was a different type of a thing. If it didn't involve bittul shem kli, then you could say it's related to the original thing, it just needs a function, and the moment you fix it, it has the function, and therefore it comes back. But the reason why you don't say that is because the concept of bittul shem kli works over here too, just like it works on a kli in itself. It works in abstract too, but it's a different formula. In order to get to the bittul shem kli, you got to remove the. It has to be unrelated by not having for a moment the property of kli cheres of kabbalas tuma. But you can't say that it is really identified as a component of the thing, and that remains. Now the only thing is it can't be chal because it's not royal atashmish, so we'll make it royal atashmish and it'll be chal. You can't say that it stays in the state of a state of suspension. You know what I mean? That, in other words, it has the quality that it's a component of the thing. It just is lacking a certain qualification. So we can supply the qualification, and now the tumah will come back. That you can't say, because it works by the process of bittul shem kli that it has in it from the original kli. And once you have a bittul shem kli in a chefzah, it doesn't matter where it's from, it can't come back. But what created that bittul? The fact that it was unrelated to the original kli, because the tumah was absent for a moment. Once the tumah is absent for a moment, so it's unrelated, so the shem kli of the shever, which is novea from the original kli, is gone. And once it's gone, it can't come back. So what the Ram is saying, both things are true. Why is it tahar? Because bittul kli, yes. Why is it tahar? Because tumah was shor achas, it was not makabel tumah. That's also true. That's what he's saying.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
In his havamina step, where like where he holds that you could restore it. So is he holding that the tziruf like is gone and then you can bring it back, or is he holding that tziruf is always there, just it's not expressed?
That's right. He's holding like it's lying in wait, so to speak. It's suspended. In other words, it is a part of the original chavius, so it retains that necessary tziruf. But the only thing is that it can't be chal because it's not royal atashmish. So if you make it royal atashmish, it'll be chal. You could construe it that way. But that's not the way it is, because it doesn't retain its identity unless it has the quality of Kabbalah's tumah. You might say, no, it retains its identity simply because it's a former component. And now it can't be mekabel tumah because it can't function. Okay, so if you make it function, that would be mekabel tumah. You could have had a formulation like that. But the reason why that formulation is not good is because once the tumah's gone from it, there's no tziruf anymore, and the chaloy shem kli that came from the original kli, which is in this shever now, is butl. And once the chaloy shem kli is butl, even though it's a chaloy shem kli in abstract, which comes from a different source, it can't come back. And what made that happen? The fact that there was no tumah to be mitzarif. That it was shor achas, it was unrelated. That's the way he's learning the Rambam. And that, if you look at the Rambam, after you see what he says, there's no other way to learn him. I mean, that's really what he's saying. But the whole reason, what he uncovered here is that the whole reason that the Rambam had to give this formulation is because of the nature of the shem kli that exists here. It's a different, it's not a shem kli that's noveya from the fact that it's machzik revius. Because then it wouldn't make any sense. If you learn that way, like everybody learns, it wouldn't make any sense. Because then all you had to say was, the shem kli is bottle, it can't come back. It's a double question. But the Rambam saw it's a little more complicated. Because that's not the shem kli, because it really is a shever. The shem kli is only from the chavius. It's relationship to its original source. So that gives it the shem kli. And that shem kli has to tell you that shem kli, once that shem, it's telling you two things. That the mitzarish to the original barrel is really the fact that it's in the parsha of Kabbalah's Tumah that allows it to be related to its original source, because it's in that parsha, it's Tumas Klicheris, and that's one thing, and also that if that ceases, then the tziruf ceases and the shem kli in it becomes butl, and once the abstract shame kli in it, which came from the original chavis, is butl, that can't come back anymore. So it's a whole different formulation.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Why is kol shetoher expressed as a universal when it's really limited to a certain?
Oh no! So that answers the question. That answers the question. Of course, there's no halacha really in tahara. that if it's tor shor achas yuvein makabel tuma. That's not, that's, there is no rule like that. He means because it's tor, it's not mitzuraf. Because only in this case we say that. Because if it's tor, it's not mitzuraf to the original shem kli. So the original shem kli, that's what I was chalin it, because for chol kli is going to become bottle. That's why there's no problem with the other case where you have a regular chavius and it has a hole in it and it becomes tahar, but it comes back. Because there's no rule that it can't come back. What he's saying is if it becomes tahar in this instance, you have a problem because then since it's unrelated, the shame thing becomes butl, shame thing becomes butl, shame thing can't come back. It's not a new rule in Tumah at all. If it were a new rule in Tumah, you'd be right. But there is no rule like that. That once Tumah is gone, that it can't come back. There's no rule like that.
Why is it expressed as a rule? It should have been umipnei shatar shahas.
No, he's saying in this case, b'chol shatar shahas b'kli cheras. Shatar b'kli cheras shahas ein lo tumah l'olam. He means in the kli cheras of the sheva. In the shever, he's explaining that case of the shever. He's only talking about this case. He's not talking about a general. There's no general principle like that. Of course, you see, by the barrel as a whole, he fills with zephyrs. So, I mean, you have to understand what the Rambam is talking about. He's talking about this particular case.
Ready?
Yeah.
This is trying to understand his move here, like you know, the movie just made that we read.
Correct.
So, in his Hava, I mean, was he saying that being able to be Machzik Revius really isn't part of the Tziruf at all? Like, that's not a necessary condition for the Tziruf. It just happens to be that, like, in order for Tumah to function practically afterwards, you're going to need that?
Yeah, that's right. That's necessary for the Chalos.
But in terms of the tziruv, it just doesn't contribute whatsoever. Just the tziruv is simply that it happened that before it was part of the kli and now it broke.
That's right. You could say it's halach in the chalos tuma. If you say it's halach in the chalos tuma, so then you have a problem. Of course, then it'll come back.
Right, then it'll just come back.
Right. But if you say it's halach in the tziruv, so then the Rambam's perfect. That because there was shor achas where there was no tziruv, so the shem kli was butl, so... once the shame kli, once any type of shame kli is bottled in the chefza, even though if it's an abstract shame kli that's borrowed from the original source, once the shame kli is bottled, it can't come back. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Got that out of a couple words.
Right, you want to go over it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm be able to see inside. Asher Lufiza, Harei Nifa, Hetev, Hadahosif, Harambam, Taima, Dikli, Feres, Shatahir, Shub, Enlo, Tamala, Olam. Mishum, Dikimen, De'in, Bikli, Feres, Din, Bittel, Kli, Aide, Shvirasan. Rock al yedei taharasan, kishen nikvu v'nasu, einan ruyin l'tashmish. Mishum zehu debatla minayu gam din kli shalahem. Im kein harei nimtza de'afagav titikon hazefes, eino moel la'ashvuyei kli. Mikom makom kimen demoel miha zeh l'hachshivo roi l'tashmish, v'yoso roi l'kabotoma sagi bazeh.
So, therefore, what would you say? So therefore, what would you say? Go ahead, the Mimela.
The Mimela, Hare Choser, Bo Hachdina, Shel, Bo Chol Kli, to Isbay. Shehu Chosh of Kli, Gam Kamo Shehu Ata, Bin Akivaso.
That's right.
You're saying the Tziruf is there even when it has a hole in it.
That's exactly right. Nei, the below stima so zephes.
Right, Hari Isbe, Gam ha chesvan shal tsuras kli. Aval kiman de kol zeh hu mishum din taharaso. In Cain, Vemela, the Kosha Choserbo, Din Tumaso, Hadar Bedinai. Vespe Gam Hadin Shavachal Kli.
Right, it comes back. Because the only reason is because of its Tara. And the Tara is the why? Because it's not Masik Revius. But the Tsuras, but the Mitzaref really is the fact that it's a formal component. So as soon as you. As soon as you give it a din toma, so it's back again.
Right.
Gamma din shavachokli, because the it can't be related in it's in a state of tahara. But why is it in a state of tahara? Because there's no chalos toma. So now if I fix it, so then there's a chalos. So then it'll come back. Lachim shows for Rambam God.
Shechashuv kli b'chol gavni gam kishu shavar biladai hatikun. Ulechi hu shosef Rambam taima to kol kli cheres shetoher shuv ein lo tuma la'olam. Di yisod hachdina hu de kol shechufka mimenu toras kli shelo ham achas.
You see?
Shuvin ha'chol tora.
Val kain gam hocha.
Kiven de be'es taraso mi ha'batel mine gam shem kli.
Right. Which shem kli? Which shem kli?
The original shem kli.
Original shem kli, because it's not mitzuraf.
Right. Al kein eino chozer od l'din kli cheres. The Torah mi l'kabel tama od.
That's it.
A rabbi?
Yeah.
So when just a few lines up, when he says the nihi the below stimas azefes hare ispe gam hachisaron shel tsuras kli, he sounds like when you fill it up, then it regains the tsuras kli. But I mean that's not true either. It doesn't have a tsuras kli as long as it once it's a shever.
The below stimas azefes when it has a shever hare ispe gam hachisaron shel tsuras kli, right?
Right.
He means the tsuras kli in order to be royal lekabel tuma.
Right.
Avokivan the call Zehu Mishum Dinta Raso. So the only reason is because of its call Zehu Mishum Dinta Raso.
When he says Tsuras Kli, what is he referring to?
He's referring to the broken Sheva.
Insofar as the shear, right?
So far as the shear is concerned, it doesn't have the shear.
So once you regain the shear, so that'll be good.
But since that's because of its din tahara, that's why it doesn't have the it lost the shem kli. And came in the kol shechozu bo din tuma hada bebedine. So the moment you make it roy, if it's in a state of tahara, so then it can't be noveh. It can't have a shem kli shown from the chol kli. Okay. But if the tumas choser, why? Because now you qualify it and you make it royal atashmish hoda bedine. This be gamma din shavachol kli, and the din shavachol kli will come back.
Right. The only thing that was bothering me is that in a couple of paragraphs earlier he was using tsuras kli to refer to anything that's a complete kli, but once it's a shever, it doesn't have the tsuras kli anymore.
Well, he could mean over here the Tsuras Kli means the original. The original Kli.
But that's not because of below Stimas Azefis. That was true even before the Shavar got a Nekev, no?
Right.
It doesn't sound like he's doing. He's referring to the Tsuras HaKli vis-a-vis the Shem Kli, because
he says
he's talking about Zephas, really.
Right.
And there's no. I mean, in the Sheva, there's no Tsuras Kli. And
right.
It has a Shem Kli because from before.
Right. You're right. It has the chasaron that it doesn't have a tsuras kli now, so it can't be chal.
Right.
It sounds like that's his whole point. Like you could phrase it this way, that it's lacking Tsuras Kli, but then he's showing you it's not really in terms of Kli, it's just in terms of being able to be Mekabel Toma.
Right.
V'rach b'cheres shenikev v'sasmo d'chozer l'toras kli shemikodem v'isbei dina d'v'chol kli v'zehu shehutzrach harambam b'din ta'arasa l'taima d'kli cheres shetoher shuv ein l'tom l'olam.
Right, he's saying what we said.
Right.
That din is only over here. And the reason why he needs it over here is because the shame kli is from v'chol kli. So even though this thing is not really a kli, but it has a shame, a chala shame kli from v'chol kli, once that shame kli is butl, it can't come back. And why is a shame kli butl? It's butl because of the fact that it was tar. And it wasn't in the parasha of Tziruf, because it didn't have the property of Kabbalah Stumah. That's basically what he's saying.
But by tufl b'glolim also, right?
I mean, yeah.
It's because it didn't have, it can never, the tziruf can't be there.
Tafla v'glolim.
Right, so each particular shard.
But that's not because of, like, it's missing this underlying property of Mekabel Toma. It's just because it's not Kli at all.
Why not? Isn't it Kli? It's Kli Cheres, no?
It broke and then going back together.
Right, so now. If, right. Right. So yeah. So if it's only because they're not able to be machzor gevuyos. Right. So it's the same reasoning. You just don't have to go into it because
it's the basic case though. Like that's the basic halacha. Not being machzor gevuyos.
Right.
Because
right. But that's going to be for the same reason. Meaning, if you never have a piece that's machzor gevuyos, forget the nekev. Not because it's nekev, but just because it's
there's no pieces there to machzor gevuyos, so it's just the original shame kli.
Right, and that can't be in there because it doesn't have the same hechitimsa.
Right. So there it's the original shame kli. So the original shame kli
is not there.
Is once that's gone, so then it's of a pashit that it can't come back.
Right.
So that's the explanation over there. But over here it's more complicated over
right.
here.
Right.
Over there, he's just saying there's no panim chadashos.
Right,
right.
And of course,
over here he's
no...
saying there's no tsiruf to the. Here's not a question of panim chadashos. It's a question of is it related to the old shem kli?
Right, right. That's also a question of right of related to the old shem kli, but it can never. But in that case, in the first case, it can never come back. So he never has to talk about it.
That's right.
So here is only there's a possibility there's a Havmina say might be able to come back.
That's right.
So he's removing that possibility.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Why is he saving the first case? Because Nation Bottom and Shame Kli. If it's real Kiddush is like this is not a new way to make a Kli. Like we know that once it broke it's not a Kli anymore, but is he trying to teach us that Tafla Begwalam is not a legitimate way to make it new?
Which Rambam?
The first Rambam.
First Rambam.
Chavishanishbara. Right, so, and then you go back to the
Sahas Bishu. Oh, Shehavi, the Harasan, Makamachar, Tafel, and Glom, Fish, Nolus, Glom, the Kharsal, and then raise them, they should follow me last year and right, so what do you want to say? What's the point?
So isn't his Kiddush that that even though you glued it back together, that's not considered making a new kli?
That's right.
So why does he say because Shabbatu Melech Shem Kli? Shouldn't he say because they know Kli? They know Kli Chadash or whatever it is? Like,
well, that's the same
we know thing. Once it broke, it lost its Shem Kli. The question is this a new Kli or not? Isn't the reason it's taller because this is not a new, you can't make a new Kli this way?
Right.
So why doesn't Ram say that? I mean, it sounds like he's. Like, that's not, that wasn't the Hamamina that just the old Shem Kli is still there. The Hamamina was that there's a new Kli because I glued it, I made a new Kli, I took a piece and I glued it together. So he's not like rejecting the Hamamina.
Then why doesn't he say? He's saying you can't reconstruct it.
Right.
No, but it always has to have a tsuras klimi koda.
What?
Didn't he also? Isn't his whole thing that it? It always. You can't just take shards and.
He's saying acha shepirshu, you put them back. So you can't. It will, the old shame kli cannot come back, and the shame kli mechadash you can't make. You see, you want to say, so you want to know why it doesn't say because you can't make a new kli?
Right, isn't that the real Avim? Is gluing things together?
He's saying that implicitly. You can't, you definitely can't make a new kli out of that. But you might think because it was one fish, because you're reconstituting it, that the old shame kli will come back. So there he says, no, because once that shame kli's butler, it can't come back. He's saying both things. But he's telling you a bigger fiddish. And not only that you can't make a new kli, but you might say because you reconstituted it the way it was before, that the old shame kli could work, mashmalan it can't.
I mean, like the bigger fetish is that you can recreate the old shame kli.
That's right. You can't do that.
Right. And I mean, if that doesn't work, kavachomer, just like making a new kli mechadash from shards wouldn't work.
That definitely won't work.
Right. Okay, so...
But the Reb Chaim is really, really ingenious. I mean, the whole thing. It's unbelievable. But it's good to go over. I'm going to think it over a little more, though. But we got the basic idea here. Not easy to pull it out of here. That's the first point. And then they hold the Mitzarif is the fact that it's has a Tashmish. That he doesn't accept. There's no Bivol Shem Kli. And then the reason why you need the concept of the, in order to be the Tzarif is the original Shem Kli, but in order to do that, it has to be Royal Kabbal Tuma. Of course, it has to be in the Parsha of Klicheris. That's the final, it's not Royal Kabbal Tuma, it can't be in the Parsha of Klicheris. So you need that property of Royal Kabbal Tuma to be Mitzarif. And once you need that to be Mitzarif, now the question is, if it's gone for a while, can it come back? Is the Tziruf there, but it's not actualized, or there's no Tziruf in the Shem Kli's bottle? So the answer is, that's why the Rambam has to say that the Shem Kli's bottle. Once the Shem Kli's bottle, it can't come back.
Right?
Yes.
Have you seen his kasha on the other ways of learning?
There is kasha. We express it like this.
No. I'm saying once you see that, Mike, how do you learn that way?
Oh, how do you learn the other way?
I'm saying like I it's just his kasha is very strong.
Yeah, I know. Once you see the kasha, I know. But it's good to know the other way, because that's really what he's doing. He's showing you it's not the way people think.
Right.
That's the chiddush in the Rambam. Because that's a simple way to go.
Well, you're right. I mean, his kasha is